Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric Hulkrin, along with Ken Evans, and another time around, another round with... this time, Ryan Bader. He fights Friday night against Litton Vassell, and we check in with him right now. Ryan, how are you?
Doing good. What about you?
I am doing well. Last time we talked, you were taking on Phil Davis. You walk away with the light heavyweight championship, and now you defend it against Litton Vassell. Let's talk about what's been happening since June. How has it changed for you finally getting that championship? I know you and I have talked a number of times in your UFC career and now in your Bellator career, and you even said it in an Instagram post that like the pressure that was on that fight has now released and now you feel like you can have fun again. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. There's nothing else that really has changed. You know, it's got my feet wet in the first Bellator fight, you know, and it ended up being for a title, you know, and so I had to work through those kinks and some things in camp and whatnot, and then, you know, we got it done, ended up winning a championship, and so now, you know, it's that was one of my goals forever. Anybody that comes into this sport, it should be your goal, you know, and so I had that opportunity against a really tough opponent then and there to make that happen. And there was a lot of pressure to do that because you may never get it again, you know, and got it done. And so now that that goal's attained, you know, I want to keep rolling. But at the same time, it kind of feels like it frees me up where I can go out there and that's not always looming on my back. You know, I kind of open up, take more risks and stuff like that.
And so how has camp been for this now that you kind of loosened up a little bit and can feel like you have a little bit more fun?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, this camp has been really good. You know, last camp was like one of those things where it was kind of, I felt good, but it was like, come on, let's get through this. We need to win the title here, you know.
Yep.
Now it's been great. I've been feeling good. Every sparring session was good. I didn't miss one workout. I've done the extra, a good mental play. So there's really nothing else you can do. When you go into a fight like that, it's definitely one of those things where I've been in the past, I've gone in, and whether it's injuries or whatnot, I've been like, man, did I do everything I could have because I had this injury and couldn't do that? You know, it gets in your head. This one, I know walking in, it gives me confidence that I've done everything I can. Good.
That's awesome. Awesome to hear. And obviously Friday night you're taking on Litton Vassell, and he's clearly decided to go the less polished, less interesting, less well done Conor McGregor route to get this fight. Can you talk a little bit about the disrespect between the two of you and kind of where you feel that's coming from? I mean, is that how he talks himself into a title fight, or like, what do you think that, where did that come from?
Yeah, I just think he's insecure and, you know, and needs to talk. And you know, he was talking and tweeting at me when I wasn't even in Bellator, when I was a free agent, you know, and he was saying, all welcome to Bellator, and when I got the fight with Phil Davis, he's like, you know, he run ducked me, I ducked him for a title fight, you know. So I just think he's one of those guys that he's not very witty, not very smart, and just throws stuff out there, you know. And it's amusing, I guess, you know, but nobody's paying attention to him. That's the thing. He's just doing it, and his 10 fans from the UK are retweeting it, and that's about it.
Well, and you know, because it's fascinating as you go back, and you obviously know this because you lived it. Like when you look at your career, there's really, you're not a guy who ducked anybody. I mean, you fought literally everybody who was at light heavyweight,
exactly,
who has mattered, right? So,
yeah, I'm not even worried about that at all. And that's a difference too, you know. I've been in there with the who's who of MMA. The last 8 years of my career, I've fought top 10 guys. I fought legends of the sport. You know, you look at his resume, he has some good wins, but, you know, over Liam McGarry and, you know, the one tough wrestler, really the only wrestler he fought was King Mo, and he lost. You know, he got last place in 205-pound division tournament. So, you know, he can talk all he wants, and I know he's tough. He earned his shot, and he's tough, you know, but for him to keep running his mouth like he's the greatest ever, you know, he's got to do that for his own self, but it is what it is. I'm going to look forward to it.
Ryan, I know you say in a lot of other interviews that you're not big into the shit talking, but I will tell you in the last couple times that we've spoken, you're very good at this subtle shit talking. Like, you don't yell about it, but you're very funny at taking shots at your opponent, and I appreciate
just
that.
Just get under their skin and just kind of wrap them up a little bit.
So let's talk about you, though. You've obviously had some time to kind of digest the championship. You haven't fought since June, so you've had some time to yourself. What have you been doing that hasn't been fighting-related that people would be interested in?
Man, I've got 3 kids under 5, you know. And,
so that's it, right?
I have another. yeah, exactly.
Well, I have 2, so I get it. Like, that's most of your life.
Yeah, exactly. So. You know, we have another business. We have a little supplement business. It's a little nootropic shot called Jubi, J-U-B-I. Working on expanding that line. You know, we're in about 4,000 stores, convenience stores. So, you know, it's not a sponsor. It's something that my brother-in-law, we started. So that, we buying a piece of land to build a new gym on, sort of doing a ground-up construction. So just been busy, been doing that. And then I train, whether I have a fight or not, every day. So just been training too and starting this camp off at a higher level than last one.
Very cool. So, Ryan, what is it about? Because there's clearly a segment of the MMA population that have that entrepreneurial spirit. So, you know, what was it about why nootropics as opposed to any other supplement you guys could have done? Did you just have a great recipe? Like, what got you into nootropics as opposed to?
Yeah, we were looking to do. We kind of had a good formula that we wanted to do, and so instead of just talking about it, we said let's do it, and then just kind of went forward with it. And one piece started falling, you know, in front of the other and just kept rolling. And it's been good. It's been fun. Learned a lot and it's pretty successful. And so it's kind of rolling with that. And then, you know, we've always we've had a gym here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we had a huge gym. There's 30,000 square feet. You know, when the lease ran out, we decided not to re-up on that because overhead was crazy. And so kind of going out on my own, you know, with my other partner, and I'm going to build another gym, a little smaller gym, but, you know, run it the right way and everything like that. So it's exciting. I always have to do other stuff. I can't, you know, I've been in this sport for 10 plus years and you know, I got to do other stuff as far as keep me stimulated a different way. Cause once you're immersed in something like MMA constantly, it's the last thing you want to hear about. And, you know, in your downtime and right. I watch fights, but it's not like I watch every fight like sure. I used to, and, you know.
Do you feel like, because we've been talking about this on the show a little bit, like, do you feel that the sport, you know, and your former employer, like, it's almost been too much to the point that even fans feel the way you do? Like, they tune in for their favorite guy, they want to watch Ryan Bader, and then they're like, they're out for a little bit until something piques their interest?
Yeah, you know, and then I feel like the UFC, you definitely has done too much as far as the fights, and you'll have a lot of fights with not a big names on it, and that's good, you know, for the fighters and whatnot, but it's for the numbers, it's not very good. And I think over this past 10 years or whatnot, the public is finally kind of that shock and awe factor, you know, once they right. see so many fights,
right,
it's kind of you get used to it, you know, you get used to that violence and that craziness of knockouts. Once you see 10 of them, you know, it's different than once you see your first one.
Sure.
So I think that's, you know, that's part of it also, you know, fans are just kind of used to it now. And instead of, yeah, they're going to follow like their big names, Conor McGregor and the people they're behind. But if they're just tuning in to see a fight, they've seen thousands of fights before. So they're not really that interested.
Ryan Bader joining us. He is fighting Friday night on Bellator for the light heavyweight championship as he defends it against Linton Vassell. My friend, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I know the 8-man strong tee is available, so if you want to give people where they can grab that, you know, if they want to wear it on Friday night or whatever, where do they grab the shirt from?
Yeah, I think it's just 8manstrong.com. It's somewhere in there. I don't know if it's black/ Ryan Bader or not. But, yeah, check it out.
Awesome, my friend. As always,
you got good stuff.
Have a great weekend and good luck on Friday night.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And there he goes. Ryan Bader fighting this weekend to defend his light heavyweight belt against Linton Vassell. You can catch it on Spike Friday night. And as always, you can catch us on Twitter and Facebook by searching WOW Show.